مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكم والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We turn to chapter number 67. Chapter 67 is Surah Al-Mulk, you say. A chapter that consists of 30 verses. And the virtues of the surah we're going to do shortly. Firstly, we say to you why we are doing this is because these are surahs which you recite every night. So to add that added understanding, you know, if you just recite the Quran Sharif, you are getting so many rewards already. But when you understand the value of it, then you will tend to honor it more. If you are not practicing, you will bring it into your life. If you were practicing, now you will do it with much more interest. You will do it with much more conviction, devotion, and assertiveness that Allah Azawajal is going to grant me these rewards. So when we speak of the virtues, we generally turn to the ahadith of Tirmidhi, Abwabu Fada'il al-Qur'an, the chapters which is regarding the virtues of the Quran Sharif, and then you turn to a specific chapter, Babu Maja'a fi Surat al-Mulk, and the chapter on what has been narrated, the narrations surrounding Surat al-Mulk, chapter 67, and we said to you it contains 30 verses. So let's turn first to the virtues. The first one we look at is, it is the narration of Ra'isul Mufassirin, the head of all the Mufassirin, and that is Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Bahrul Ulum, an ocean of knowledge. He mentions, he gives us this incident where he says that ضرب بعض أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خباءه على قبر. One of the companions of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, they had set up the tents, they had set up the tent upon a qabr. وهو لا يحسب أنه قبر. He didn't realize that there was a qabr. Yeah. He didn't realize. فإذا فيه إنسان, all of a sudden there was an insan, a person, يقرأ سورة تبارك الذي بيده الملك. He was reciting تبارك الذي بيده الملك. حتى ختمها. It's mentioned here by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in this narration. The Sahabi had witnessed and heard the entire surah Tabarak being read in the qabr by this person. حتى ختمها. فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He goes to Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال يا رسول الله. And he addresses, this was the respect, the honor. يا رسول الله. O Nabi of Allah. O Messenger of Allah. ضربت خبائي على قبر. So the narration قال, he comes to Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال يا رسول الله ضربت خبائي على قبر. I set up my tent upon a قبر. وأنا لا أحسب أنه قبر. I didn't realize that there was a qabr here. فَإِذَا فِيهِ إِنسَانٌ يَقْرَوُ سُورَةَ الْمُلْكِ. All of a sudden there was someone reciting Surah Al-Mulk. تَأْخَتَمَهَا, to the point that he finished the whole of Surah Al-Mulk. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ هِيَ الْمَانِعَ هِيَ الْمُنْجِيَ. It is a preventer, it is a savior. تُنْجِيهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. And it will save a person from the adab of the qabr. So one virtue, first virtue is, it is a savior for the person who is reciting it. It will be a savior, protector, a defender for him in the qabr from the adab. That's the first virtue. Hadith 2898, if you go according to the Bushra version. Then if you come to the next hadith, the next narration, which just follows thereafter, Hadith 2899. This is Shaykh al-Hadith of this ummah, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he mentions this here. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said. So one is the Sahabi, he experienced it. He addressed, asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, of course, when something of this nature occurred, immediately they go. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هِيَ الْمَانِعَةُ هِيَ الْمُنْجِيَةُ تُنْجِيهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. It will save a person, protect a person from the adab of the qabr. The next narration, Hadith 2899, we said to you, it is the narration of Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who mentions Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the narration of Abu Dawood has, تَشْفَعُ لِصَاحِبِهَا حَتَّى يُغْفَرَ لَهُ. It will continue interceding for its companion, meaning the person who used to recite it, until the person is forgiven. And there, تَبَارُكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. This is the name of the surah. Narration of Abu Dawud. Coming to this narration of Tirmidhi, the wording is Surat Inna Surata Min al Quran. Surely there is a surah in the Quran Sharif, Talathuna Ayah. It is 30 verses. And Shafa'at li Rajulin. This is slight variation. Shafa'at li Rajulin Hatta Ghufirala. Until it will intercede for a person until the person is forgiven. Here, تبارك الذي بيده الملك, the words of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the surah is تبارك الذي بيده الملك. When should you be reciting it? Then you turn to the narration of Tirmidhi, Hadith 2900. Here it is mentioned as a Jabir radiallahu anhu's narration. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's practice is mentioned here. كان رسول الله أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينام حتى يقرأ ألف لام ميم تنزيل و تبارك الذي بيده الملك. Alif Lam Mim Tanzil, Surah Sajda, that is chapter number 32 of the Quran Sharif. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not sleep until he read these two surahs. So these are the virtues of Surah تبارك الذي بيده الملك. Just to give you an overview of the surah, let's go to the first verse. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. تبارك, what's the meaning of تبارك? تبارك means, if you see when a person gets married, instead of saying all words which we have to just cook up and think of at the time, why not use the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? بارك الله لك وبارك عليك وجمع بينكما في خير. بارك الله لك وبارك عليك وجمع بينكما في خير. So yeah, baraka. What's the meaning of baraka? Baraka, from this, the word baraka, blessings. We all want blessings in our lives. So baraka, tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. When it's referred to Allah Azza wa Jal, then how are you going to translate this? Yeah, it means now the highest of the highest. In all, like how you say Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest. Tabaraka, the one who is of the highest of the highest. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kull. Glorious is the one in whose hand. Tabaraka alladhi, the one. بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ, in whose hand is the entire dominion, the kingdom of the entire universe. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and he is fully in power over everything. Full powerful over everything. This is Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we move forward and we see تَبَارَكَ comes derived from the word baraka, and it signifies the highest in all respects. بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. بِيَد means hand. Is it the hand like you and I have? No. كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِشَأْنِهِ, as is in accordance to his grandeur. This is Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِي شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here there is four divine attributes mentioned. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes, and that being of perfection in nature, as well as most exalted. Thirdly, بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ tells us Allah azza wa jal is the ruler of the entire universe. He is full in control. بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. And fourthly, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He has power over everything. He has power over everything. So these are, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next few verses, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورِ. The next verse, Allah azza wa jal says, it is he, the one who has created death and the one who has created life, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to test you, who of you will produce the most quality-filled deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal didn't say here, the most deeds, but which deeds were performed with quality. Quality assessment is ideally what is meant here. How are you performing that salah? Does that salah have quality in it? Ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah Azza wa Jal didn't say aktharu amala. Ahsanu amala. Who of you will produce the most qualityful deeds? So here there's a discussion. Allah Azza wa Jal created death. Okay, life we can understand its creation because we are in existence. But many tend to think that death is the end of it all. That is the mindset of the kuffar. But as for our belief system, because even they, the kuffar, they will see then that, oh, there's barzakh. It is this, I'm here and I didn't realize this is all going to happen. So you are there. You stop over, the stopover, transit. You're sitting in transit. This is barzakh. So that is a particular creation of Allah. Alladhi khalaqa al-maut. Death itself. Death is not the end. Death is a gift for a believer. Death is the beginning phase of the life that is to become, that is going to come next, the eternal life. The difference between the two, here it is time to plant your seeds and make it grow as much as possible. Once you pass away, then you can't do anything. There you will just sit and either marvel or either enjoy the fragrance that is coming through your window of that leads towards Jannah, or it is going to be a pit of hell. So where's the proof for this? Because insan in the qabr, in fact, the hadith mentions, narration of Bukhari Sharif, Riyadu Salihin also captures this. It is under the chapter on Babul Jam'i Bain Al-Khawfi Wal-Raja', the chapter on combining fear and hope. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu is the narrator, and he says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا وُضِعَتِ الْجَنَازَةُ, when the corpse is laid out, and وَاحْتَمَلَهَا النَّاسِ, and the people are carrying it, أَوِ الرِّجَالُ عَلَىٰ أَعْنَاقِهِمْ, or the men upon their necks, on their shoulders meaning. So, وَإِذَا كَانَتْ صَالِحًا, if the person, the janazah was pious, قَالَتْ, he says, the janazah will say, قَدِّمُونِي, قَدِّمُونِي, come, make quick, take me to my destination, quickly, quickly, take me forward, take me forward, I want to go meet my Allah. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ غَيْرَ صَالِحًا, and if he was not pious, قَالَتْ يَا وَيْلَهَا, he will then regret, and he'll say, remorseful, أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِهَا, where are you taking it? And here it is mentioned in this narration, يَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ, everything except man hears its voice. Everything except man hears its voice. If he, وَلَوْ سَمِعَهُ صَعِقَ, if man had to hear it, he would fall unconscious. He would fall unconscious. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq and the understanding.